Chapter 5. Fire in Geneva Camp. April 18th, 1986. The fire that started around 1 in the afternoon began in Geneva Camp headquarters. It was described in the Bangladesh press as being of mysterious origins. The fire brigade valiantly fought the flames, but were unable to contain the fire. But photographs of that fire, from its beginning to its devastating end, tell a different story and document what really happened. My camera and film were stored in the headquarters. When the fire broke out, that camera and film were rescued from the flames and thus survived to record the tale. For one man, who received second and third degree burns on his arms, face, and chest, getting that camera and film out was worth the pain. How else, he said, would the world learn the truth of what their lives were like, and of course, the truth of the fire itself? Now the camera began to record the fire as it spread. The fire brigade was parked near the edge of the camp, and was never moved to put out the flames. The army and police were there, but only to keep the 30,000 inhabitants inside the camp as the fire spread. When the blaze was actually licking at the people, they finally fled and broke through the police lines to the safety of the road. For many, though, it was too late. And the fire brigade? They waited until the entire camp was consumed, then suddenly moved into action to protect Bengali-owned shops at the edge of the camp. With great efficiency, they kept the fire from leaping across the road. While the two pumps serving the camp were no doubt insufficient to be of much use in battling the fire, there was a large municipal water tank that they did attach the hoses to. The fire continued to smolder until dusk, when a cyclone and hailstorm struck Dhaka. The survivors of the fire waded out in the open, through the cyclone and through the night. By morning, they returned to the rubble to dig out the dead. 40 died. There were hundreds badly burned. How many more died in the days that followed is unknown. There were few belongings left to salvage. The blackened, corrugated tin sheets were lifted up to make shelters over the rubble of the fire. A Bihari with Bangladesh citizenship, who had married into a Bengali family, arrived at the camp early that morning to donate loaves of bread from his bakery. But except for the bread, no other food, medical aid, or relief of any kind was brought to them. And with the pumps damaged by the fire, there was no source of safe drinking water. The troops remained around the perimeters of the camp to contain the Biharis there. It took a week for the Bangladesh Red Crescent to bring in rations. Those from the camp stood in lines for 5 hours or more to receive one handful of rice that was distributed in a building across the camp. No attempts were made to clear off the rubble. Was that fire deliberately set? There may be no way to ever prove that, but there's more than enough evidence to prove beyond a doubt that it was intentionally allowed to burn. Bangladesh is a country whose government announced in 1986 that it was temporarily closing all its medical schools, claiming there were too many doctors. Yet for a country claiming a surplus of doctors, why were there no doctors available to treat the casualties? The morning after the fire, only one foreign delegation came to view the devastation. That was from the Iranian embassy. It was not until 8 days later that delegations from the Muslim World League and a number of other embassies from Muslim countries arrived for a tour of Geneva Camp. Ironically, there was also a representative from the Pakistan embassy on this tour, which was carefully orchestrated and guided by the head of the Bangladesh Relief Agency. And it was only during that tour that the Red Crescent brought one elderly man to sit in a room set up in the Mohammedpur High School building, where salve was dabbed on the burn victims. Despite so many relief agencies rushing into Bangladesh after every disaster, none came forward to offer relief to Geneva Camp. The funds finally collected to rehabilitate the camp eventually came from arrangements made by Lord Enna.